have to jump into another favorite of Logan and I's segments on the show, which is our local artist interview. And we're joined by Colette and Elizabeth in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there. It's New Music Monday, so we are definitely having a good time. And now with you guys here, tell us all about the local artists that you guys decided to interview this week.
Okay, so we interviewed Athena. They're one of my friends from home. They are from Chicago, and they're kind of like a new grunge, kind of like a little bit hardcore, but I don't know. They have a really unique sound, and I've been friends with them for about almost 2 years now, and it's just really cool to see how they've grown. We interviewed them last year. I think it was my first artist interview I've ever done.
Wow. Really?
And yeah, it's really fun to have them back on the station because they just released an album, so like wanted a little update from them.
Of course, yeah, because I recognized the name and I was like, oh, we have Athena back? I'm excited for this one. That's awesome. So Colette, how was it like jumping on that Zoom call with Athena, and how were they?
It was super interesting and super fun. I got to ask them questions about how their band came to be and their type of sound and plans for future shows and stuff, and it seems like they have a lot planned.
Oh, that is so exciting. And this is Athena right here on New Music Monday.
Could you guys introduce yourselves and what instruments you play in the band?
My name is Dominic. I play the guitar and I attempt to sing.
My name is Josh. I play drums.
Are we missing Oscar? Well, Oscar plays bass and he also sings.
Okay, cool. How would you guys describe your music? Like, what genre?
We mix a lot of different things, a lot of alternative, grunge, trying to incorporate kind of that heavy shoegaze thing that's going on right now, what Narrowhead does, and like Super Heaven and stuff like that. We're trying to transition into that kind of sound, but on the album it's really just like heavy grunge and a little bit of alternative there.
I think a big part of it is like paying respect to like our influences and like the old school sound, and then also kind of updating those for a modern audience. You know, I think tastes have changed and there's, you know, new styles that have come along, and I think it's really cool that we can take a classic, really cool template that we all love, and we can kind of modernize that. And that's what I really love about the kind of music we make.
Do you guys have any, I think you mentioned a couple bands before, but what are your main influences and who you aspire to like sound like, kind of?
Me personally, I've always been a huge, I still absolutely love, and I'll always go back to Local H, big, huge influence on me. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of Super Heaven, a lot of Narrowhead, this band called Bleed. A lot of the newer stuff that's been like coming out, or kind of like early 2000s stuff. I'm also really into like Korn and Limp Bizkit and stuff like that. Yeah, that's nice. That's my influences.
Brought you guys together?
We first started off as a two-piece. It was just me and Oscar. I've always written stuff since before I can remember. I've always wanted an outlet to kind of let my emotions out and whatever. I needed something to kind of keep me distracted. So I've always trying to start a band since high school. So, and it took me until after high school to start one. And I met Oscar through a mutual friend who went to a different high school. He was in a band already. And I asked, hey, you want to jam? Maybe we could put something together. And for a while, we just kind of played covers with just the two of us. We had a person that played bass for us for a minute, but he left. And then we tried to take it more seriously. And we played a few shows as a two-piece, but we decided that we needed a new drummer because he wanted to go to bass, and we were writing different kind of music. So we were doing an Instagram live one day and kind of saying that we were looking for a drummer, and then Logan from Moon Will Supply introduced us to Josh, and we went over to his house one day, auditioned him with our first EP, and it just ever since then we've been a trio and it's worked out. So
that's super cool. How long have you guys been a band?
As a trio
since February 22, so coming January 2022, so coming up on almost two years,
about a year and a half now.
That's awesome.
Hey, we are Athena and you're listening to our song Kitty on 1033 WZND.
Do you guys have any music coming out soon?
We are writing. We're working on an EP. We're nice. Trying to we want to put something out before we go on a week-long tour in January.
Yeah, we have some more dates planned out for some other states, kind of spread out our horizons a little bit, promote the album that we released back in August. And we have some upcoming shows, Central Illinois too. We have a show on the 11th in Champaign, and we're really just looking to support our recent music, and then we're also writing and hopefully trying to get back in the studio a couple months or so.
We debuted one of our new songs in our last show in Madison, so we are playing our new music. So if you want to see that, come out to our show November 11th, and we'll play some new music for it.
I hope you guys get a really good turnout for that. Do you guys have a favorite memory of the band so far?
Memories, I'll say in shows, my two favorite shows that we've played so far has been our release show for the album. We played at Beat Kitchen, and it was just, I did not expect that many people to show up, and it was just really fun, and everyone was really energetic, and we played with two of our two bands that we came up with, and it was just really fun. And then second favorite show has been Stumbling Block. I forget where that was, but it was like an outside backyard show. That show was really fun. I liked that one a lot. No, Stumbling Block was a good show. Really fun.
I love shows like that. I love the community aspect. It really means a lot to me. It's really fun that we can go out and do what we love and kind of be able to just meet new people and to kind of explore the scene and just play for people and have fun. And that's really what it's all about for us, I think, at the end of the day.
For sure. Yeah. That's awesome.
Trying to keep the underground going.
Yeah. Where did your guys' band name come from?
From an argument at a Denny's. me and Oscar were, we went through at least 30 names and we were trying to think of, and I personally wanted something really pretty to kind of mask the dirtiness of our sound, and I wanted it to be one word.
Did you want it to be kind of misleading, like to have it like a pretty name with that kind of sound?
Yeah, that was what I was going for. I want something pretty, something to kind of throw people off in a way. And he's the one that said Athena. And then I was like, okay, what if we add an E like in the middle? So just to kind of make it somewhat unique. But then I looked up other bands after that. There is another band called Athena, but they're very like very poppy and very kind of dreamy sounding. So I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal to have the same name as another band, because two completely different sounds. So, and it was kind of funny, we were doing a show and someone was promoting it, the person who put it together, and they tagged the wrong Athena, and it was that band, and it was they were playing the song from that band, and it was really, I thought it was really funny. But yeah, I like it so far, have no problems with it.
That's great.
Thank you again to Athena, who was our local artist interview of the week. So awesome to have them back on air with us again. So thank you again. And Elizabeth, Colette, tell me some more fun things that happened during the interview. Any standout moments?
I mean, I just want to point out the song. It is phenomenal. I mean, I might be biased, but I don't think I am, because I genuinely do love their music. Last time they were on, they promoted like a song they made a music video for, which was super fun. I'm kind of waiting for another music video from them. Like,
I would love to see a good music video.
Me too.
I would be voting with that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because they just put out like I said, they put out an album, I believe in August, and it has some really great songs on it, so I highly recommend it.
Oh, definitely.
Everyone check them out. Athena with two E's, though.
Oh, yeah, with two E's. We should mention that. Athena with two E's. So, Elizabeth, Colette, any more, like, favorite songs from them or anything?
Okay. So, I'm really, again, I might be biased, but they have a song called Hair Dye, and that was, like, my favorite song of all time. For like the longest time, and they would never play it live. And then one day I was like, guys, please play it live for me. And then they let me sing it. It was so funny.
No way.
Yeah, because I did not know the lyrics, I'm gonna be really honest. And I couldn't really tell. Like, I could never really tell what Dom's really singing, just because, like, it's a lot. So I'm like, I kind of guessed there, but it was fun.
That's so awesome. I love that you're able to do that.
Yeah. They're super funny guys too, so.
Yeah, I got to go see them last year in Chicago with Liz, and I just had the best time. They put on such a good show, and I think they're performing next weekend in Champaign, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, this upcoming Saturday.
Ooh, that's exciting. That'll definitely be a good show. So if you guys are in the Champaign area and feel like checking out a cool local artist like Athena, you should definitely check that out, because I definitely would if I could.
Oh, for sure. They are so talented. And I'm just so excited to see, like, I want to see them perform again so bad.
Oh, yeah. It seems like they would put on a stellar show.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to convince them to come to Normal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get everyone to, because I feel like not a lot of bands from Chicago come to Normal that often, but I'm really trying to get everyone here.
Oh, yeah. We have a really good local scene of artists.
We
and
do.
Stuff
that,
we do.
That, like, a lot of us students like to go and support. Like, we love that they're our age and that we can connect to them. So it's definitely a hot spot, I would say.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much to Athena again for being our local artist interview.